Hi, this is Paul Burton at the Hamilton Spectator with my column for June 20th, 2015. Donald Trump once sued a New York Times reporter for suggesting he was a mere millionaire. He's a billionaire, apparently, and Trump thinks everyone should know it. "I'm really rich," Trump crudely reminded us this week, announcing he wants to be president of the United States. Such is the depressing state of the world we now inhabit. It's all good news for the media, though, because Trump is the gift to journalists who keeps on giving. Ever since he was relentlessly described as, quote, the short-fingered vulgarian by Spy magazine way back in the 1980s, Trump has been the deserved object of media ridicule. He's so full of himself, he actually courts media attention any way he can get it. And now open season has been declared once again. This week, he was called variously a, quote, cartoon plutocrat and sentient overripe pear by Gawker, and, quote, the honorable Archduke of Egotown by the Chicago Tribune, to name just a few. The question is, how long will it last? Will we get bored of the idiocy? Will Trump fade quickly from the headlines and stand-up routines? Will we soon be back to pondering so-called serious candidates? Probably, but not necessarily. Journalists, after all, are notoriously wrong about aspiring politicians. We regularly write off candidates we think are less than credible, serious, legitimate, unelectable, or just plain wacky, only to be proven wrong by the voters. So we might well listen to former Toronto Mayor Rob Ford, interviewed by the Toronto Sun this week, who called Trump a, quote, very good candidate. Ford is more likable than Trump, although that's not saying much. And despite being himself the object of media ridicule, he seems to have some understanding of what voters like in a politician and what they might forgive. Democracy is not perfect, as they say, but it's the best we have. The result is that despite what the media might say, Trump may well be president. It won't matter that his companies go bankrupt, that he's got strange hair, that he marries trophy wives, that he's a germaphobe who dislikes shaking hands, that he has garish tastes in almost everything, or that he says the dumbest things. It won't matter that he has called climate change a hoax, that he opposes renewable energy, or connects, kind of, vaccinations with autism. Clearly these things resonate the way, well, the way that celebrity candidates resonate with voters. Billionaire Ross Perot got surprisingly close to the White House. Sarah Palin still commands the attention of many, including those in the media, for no other reason that, like Trump, she tends to embarrass herself. Simply put, history is full of crazy politicians, and they're not all Americans. Canada and the rest of the world have plenty. Voters often regret immediately those they've elected, but sometimes they love these people, despite the kooky things they do, and especially in spite of what's written or said about them in the media. No wonder Trump keeps saying stupid things. People listen. This is Paul Burton for thespec.com.